I've shared these observations as I once listened to a Christian arguing absurdly with a Greek, both sides harming each other in their quarrel. The points the Christian should have asserted were argued by the Greek, and the responses one would expect from the Greek were presented by the Christian. Take, for instance, during the debate about Paul and Plato, the Greek tried to portray Paul as uneducated and ignorant, but the Christian, in his simple-mindedness, was intent on proving Paul was more eloquent than Plato. Consequently, the Greek seemed to win the argument, considering his claim. If Paul was deemed a greater figure than Plato, many would probably argue that his success was not due to grace, but due to superior oratory skills. Hence, the Christian's case inadvertently supported the Greek's argument. What the Greek argued, ironically, worked in the Christian's favor. If Paul, who was supposedly uneducated, surpassed Plato, then it was an extraordinary victory. The fact that many of Plato's followers were drawn towards, convinced by, and converted to Paul's cause, despite his lack of traditional education, truly highlighted this. This clearly demonstrates that the gospel was not a manifestation of human wisdom, but of God's grace.